Scripture for today is Matthew 25, 31 through 46, the final judgment. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. For him will be granted all the nations. He will separate the people from one another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will place a sheep on his right hand and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come ye who are blessed by my Father, inherit the king prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and gave you drink? And when did we see you as a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and clothed you? And when we see you sick in prison and visited you?" And the king will answer them, "Truly, I say unto you, as you did to one another, the least of these, my brethren, you did all to me." Then he will say to those on the left, "Depart from me, you cursed, into eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick, in prison, and you did not visit me." Then they also will answer, saying, "Lord, when did we see you in hunger and thirst, a stranger or naked and or sick in prison, or not to minister you?" And he said, answered to them, saying, "Truly I say unto you, as you did not do to the least of these, you did it to me." And these will go always into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this building, that we can be sheltered from the cold. We thank you for the church, which are the people in the building, Lord. We thank you for the divine providence in which we receive from you every day, Lord. Providence is the perfect word for blessing and guidance. Be with the words that's preached and the singing, that we can give glory to you through the joyful noises some of us make. In your Son's holy name we ask it. Amen.